It's a quick process, so it takes about less than 5 minutes to actually do. So people have come in and done their bit. I think that given the short time frame between when they agreed that they were happy with the constitution, the draft constitution, and now, you know, it hasn't really given much time for people to absorb what it actually means. So people are yapping on about vote yes, vote no. There's more people going around saying vote yes, and both political parties are talking about vote yes. But the common man on the street doesn't really understand what it's about.
From reading posts on social media, that seems to be one of the concerns, that some people don't actually understand this new constitution.
That's exactly it. They don't. And you've got to also remember, 65% of the population, the Zimbabwean population, lives out in the rural areas. So if you haven't sort of gone out there and done a lot of outreach programs where you're getting them together in a church hall or some community, you know, place, and done some sort of initiative where you're teaching them and answering the questions that they do have, they're not necessarily going to participate. You're basically saying vote for something. People don't understand what they're voting for, so they'd rather abstain.
Do you think abstaining is a positive use of a vote in this referendum?
No, I don't. My personal view, okay, I mean, I'll tell you now, I'm going to vote for yes, okay, and I'll tell you why. Since independence, of course, we've had the same government, the same president, all that sort of stuff. And I think that people in this country need to see some sort of progress. So, for example, if I compare the last election, you know, there was a lot of violence. Even though this isn't an election, we don't want to see any violence at all, because that's progress. So here we are, we're going on with our lives in Zimbabwe with a constitution that was drafted before independence, the Lancaster House Constitution. And I think that we needed a constitution, a document, as an important document that we all decided, we all got involved in. So I'm aware that, look, this document is not a permanent document, so we can make changes to it. But I think to just move forward, just to take a small step forward, we just need to vote for it. And then in time, we can then tweak it. I don't believe it's a perfect document. I don't believe that the process taken to get to this particular place was perfect either, but it's a start.
Some might say that it's a good practice run ahead of the elections.
That's basically how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it and saying, okay, is this what it's going to be like? And also, you've got to remember, you know, given the violence and everything that's taken place in the previous elections, there's a higher than normal amount of apathy, which I personally don't like. You know, I want people to be informed. I want them to go out there and vote and to express themselves. So apathy doesn't work. So I'm looking at this. This gives us an indication of what the election could be like. And I'm hoping that everyone who's partaking in it in some way, whether it's the social media guys, whether it's the polling station team, whether it's the observers, I'm hoping that we're all taking note of what's going on today so that we can perfect the process for the real deal.